Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. This is Ruth Nabia of Daughter of Zion World Ministry bringing you the Word of God. God bless you for listening. Tonight for another precious day like this.
before I go on, Lord. I commit my soul, my spirit into your hand, O Lord, that you let your grace fall upon me, that the words I speak shall be from you. Let anointing increase, a new unction, O God, fresh oil upon my life, O God, a fresh oil on my tongue, that when I speak, there shall be healing, O God, there shall be deliverance on them that love you, on them that wants to come close to you. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over you, listen, and joining us on Blog Talk Radio. It's been a blessing, and God bless you. And I mentioned earlier that our word, or our sermon tonight from Daughter of Zion World Ministries says, the principle of sanctification. We are being born again, and yet we sin. It's a question and a sermon that Apostle Paul put in the book of Romans, which says that, I am reading the book of Romans chapter 5, verses 20 and 21, to begin the sermon. And it reads, the law came in so that the transgression would increase. But where sin increased, grace abounded all the more, so that as sin reigned in death, even so grace would reign through righteousness to the eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is a common word that a lot of us use, a lot of people, children of God and women and men of God, fight each other and still say the grace is reigning. It is the word of God. And today, the Lord wants us to know this, that shall we continue to sin and keep saying this, that the grace will abound? Shall we continue to sin so that the grace may abound or increase? It's the question from Apostle Paul, from God to you this night, that we have used this a lot. People intentionally do certain things, and then they say the grace will abound. Sin is really much forgiving and doesn't offend the Spirit of God when we are ignorant of it, or when we sometimes sin without knowing that we have sinned. There are people who really want to be righteous, or who really want to be holy, who really want to serve the God right, but the strength, because of their lack of knowledge or ignorance, or the fact that they don't have much of the word in them, or they don't have guidance, they have not committed their life so much to God, it is hard, so they fall left and right. But children and men of God, great men of God, keep doing things all the time that we see it every day, and they will stand in front of us and say, the grace will abound. Some of them, your own eyes will see it. Is it right for us? It's a question. Is it right? Shall we continue to sin? Shall we continue to do all the things of the world, that the worldly people are doing it and you are also doing it? You are drinking alcohol and you are proving it. You say that Jesus said we should drink, but we should not be drunk. Is it worthy? Is it worth it? Is it worth it that you stand in a pulpit and preach and be a drunkard? Is it worth it? All because nobody knows about what you do. So tonight, our word is coming from the book of Romans, and we have a lot. The Lord wants to reveal so many things to us, that we have used this word so much time, so many a time, a lot of great people that we supposed to bow down, or we supposed to follow their steps, they rather turn the weak ones down. We have some who are just struggling in their spirit. The things they want to do, they cannot do it, but the things they don't want, they do it. They have weak vessels. It's because they are weak. They want to serve the Lord, but the strength is not there because they don't know the word. Because if the Spirit dwells in you, if you have the word abiding in your heart, written on your heart, then you'll be able to stand strong for God and do the things of God. But if you are a man or a woman of God, or a great child of God, a great servant, or somebody who the society looks up to you, and then you keep doing things and then come and stand or defend yourself that grace will abound. Grace will abound. The Lord is asking you tonight, you such a person, that shall we continue to sin? That what shall we then say? Are we to sin so that grace may abound? Are we sinning that the grace of God will abound? It's a question to you tonight. And the answer says, may it never be. I'm reading the book of Romans, chapter 6. I'm picking some of the verses so that we will continue. May it never be. How shall we, who die to sin, still live in sin? Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him, in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin. For he who has died is freed from sin. Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again, death no longer is master over you. For the death that he died to sin once for all, but the life that he lives to God. Even so, consider yourself to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its lust. And do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourself to God as those alive from the dead, and your members of instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not be master over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Hallelujah. Yes, this is the word again. Romans 6:14 is asking and saying it again, that we are not under the law after Christ died on the cross for us. He died that sin may be abolished. So he died that our sin will be dead. And now we are alive because Christ lives in us, who is our glory and our life. We are living because he who has been crucified with us is living. And so our past life, our sins of the past are forgiven and buried to death. And the question says, shall we continue to sin again, as saying that grace will abound? What then shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? Oh, may it never be. Do you not know that when you present yourself to someone as slaves for obedience, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin result in death or obedience result in righteousness. But thanks to God Almighty, but thanks to the Lord God, that though you were slaves of sin, you became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching to which you were committed. And having been freed from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, resulting in further lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, resulting in sanctification. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. Therefore, what benefit were you then deriving from the things of which you are now ashamed? For the outcome of those things is death. But now, having been freed from sin and enslaved to God, you derive your benefit resulting in sanctification and the outcome eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, and the free gift of God is eternal life. Hallelujah. Thank God for his word. Bless the Lord for his word. Amen. Tonight, Today we are talking about sanctification, the principle of sanctification, and children of God using the grace to cover up and to do things that are not of God, leading other people to slay or to go away. The weak ones, who are, I call the weak vessels, who are struggling in the spirit, they want to be holy, but they cannot. But some of the great men or women who are supposed to help them will use this excuse all the time and keep doing the same thing and saying that grace will abound. But according to Romans 6, verses 1, and Romans 6, verses 15, it's asking us again that shall we continue to sin because we are not under the law but under the grace? Children of God, this is a message to you tonight that we have to help the people, the weak ones. And if you are listening to me and you want to see God, you want to really see the Spirit of God manifest in your life, you are weak. You want to do the things of God, but your body is so weak. The Lord is telling me to tell you tonight that if you call on the Spirit of God, for even Paul said, wrote in the book of Romans chapter 8 and Romans 7:15, it says, "For what I am doing, I do not understand. For I am not practicing what I would like to do, but I am doing the very thing I hate." Yes, if you are a victim of this circumstance, may the Lord help you. You, Master Aya, you also have to help yourself by staying away from the things of the world. If you keep going to, if you want to see the Spirit of God and you are invited to a club and you follow, certainly you will be under the influence of the club spirit. So if you really, if the Spirit of God, if it begins to dwell in you, it will automatically cut certain things or certain desires from you. So it is the delight of the Lord that you live in spirit. For Paul says that, "I have always lived in spirit and spoken in tongues more than I ever prayed." So if we let the spirit being overcome or overshadow the flesh, then we will be able to stand and lead the righteous of God and sanctified, purified, and not letting the blood of Jesus be shed on the cross for us 2,000 years ago be in vain. Yes, and not use the word that grace should abound and to sin. This does not glorify God. For Paul said, "I am doing things that I do not understand, for I do not practice what I want to do, but I do the things that I hate. But if I do the very thing that I do not want to do, I agree with the law, confessing that the law is good." So now, no longer I, the one doing it, but sin which dwells in me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh. For the willing is present in me, but the doing of the good is not. For the good that I want, I do not do, but I practice the very evil that I do not want. But if I am doing the very thing I do not want, I am no longer the one doing it, but sin which dwells in me. Lady Masukuriyama, may the Spirit of God, may God touch you wherever you are. May the Lord give you a spiritual understanding, revelation, according to Romans 7, verses 15 through to 25, you have, may, as you read, may the Lord reveal things to you. But I'm reading it to you, that we are body. The Lord knows how weak we are. He knows how the desires we are here on earth, in all the beautiful things of the world. We are here and our body is so weak. And that is why he says that the things of the flesh, it is good that we be in spirit all the time or most of the time. That when the Holy Spirit is in us more than the flesh, then our spirit being will control the physical, which is the mortal, the body, which ends up in sinning. So child of God, woman of God, people of God, let us be more in the spirit as the Lord is telling us. Yes, for the good I want to do, I do not do them. But the things that I hate, I don't want to do the very evil things, I practice them. I know some of you, listen, are a victim to this story. So if you are a victim or you are under this circumstance, pray and stay away from the things that will make you sin. The, Psalm Psalm chapter 1 says that you will not sit in the seat of the ungodly. You will not. If you want to see the power, or you want to walk with the Holy Spirit, or you want to walk very well with God, you have to stay away. You have to desire to stay away. Then the Spirit will also tell you, make you so sensitive and so sharp that even if someone is offering you a drink or offering you into some situation, some drug or some addictions, you, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit that is dwelling in you, will cut it. You will not feel any taste for it. You will not feel thirsty for it. You will not desire it, because the Spirit, the Holy Being of God who is dwelling in you, does not desire, is found on things like that. So may God visit you and reveal this to you and help you to be strong. I find then the principle that evil is present in me, the one who wants to do good. For I joyfully concur with the law of God in the inner man, but I see a different law in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind, and making me a prisoner of the law of sin, which is my members. Making you the prisoner of the law of sin. The law of sin says that you will die. Sin is the result of sin, or the wage of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life. So if we sin and sin and sin, it's intentional sin. Some people do it just intentionally and come and say, God, forgive me. He's so merciful. He's so good. Loving kindness, ever sure, ever green. God, ever faithful. He's good. He will always take you back. But if we want our life to be an impact to those who do not know God, then we have to prove, we have to live holy and sanctified, righteous, and be called the chosen generation, the righteous of God, that we will have power to do the things we have. Yes, in the Abasuriya Makaya. For those who are according to the flesh set their mind on the things of the flesh, but those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For the mind set on the flesh, is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. Because the mind set on the flesh is hostile towards God, for it does not subject itself with the law of God, for it is not even able to do so, and those who are in the flesh cannot please God. However, if you are not in the flesh but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you, but if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him. Yes, if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, yet the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. But the Spirit of him who rose Jesus from the dead dwells in you. He who rose Jesus Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I thank God for this word tonight. I thank God for this word tonight. Lord, I bless you for your word and your revelation. So that, brethren, for you have not received the power of sin or slavery to sin, but the power to become the children of God in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for understanding. So tonight we are still talking about sanctification and purification. Do not do intentional things. Do not sin against the Spirit of God and come and refer his word to him. That the word says, as sin abounds, so will grace abound. It's a question to you, according to Romans chapter 6, verse 1. It says, are we to continue in sin and say grace may increase? It's a question to you. If you are a victim, if you are even better, help someone, you may know someone who is in this, you can advise them, let them know the word. Everything is in the book. The eternal truth is the word of God. It has so much to help us. That is why it is the word for us to follow, for us to meditate the word day and night. Because the more you know the word, the more you are able to get knowledge of the Spirit of God, of revelation, to know that this I do is not right. This I do is right, yes. Because lack of knowledge, you will perish. If you do not know that certain things are not right of God, because you know that Jesus died 2,000 years ago, you will continue to sin and say he died for you. It is so not right. God is merciful. Father, be merciful in the Rabasuya. God is holy, and his Holy Spirit will only dwell in holy vessels, sanctified bodies. The Spirit of God will not dwell in a body that is full of corruption, a body that is full of hate, envy, and pain, and backbiting, quarrels, and angered hearts. May the Lord deliver his people, because upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance. May the Lord pour upon you the Spirit of knowledge, that you will desire to know the knowledge of God. Yes, yes. In the name of Jesus, so that your eyes will be opened, so that things you do that you think they are right, you will begin to see and know that so many things are we are sinning because either we do not know. And to those who know and still do it, may the Lord forgive you, and may the Lord give you strength to overcome your desire. It is right in the book of Galatians that if you give yourself to the flesh and the spirit are always in contradiction. They fight against each other. But if you desire the Spirit of God and God more, then the Lord will help you. Your spirit will grow. You can begin to pray more and more. Ask God for the spirit of prayer. Ask God for the spirit, the Holy Spirit power, that even if you are about to sin, tell God that, Father, help me that I'll be strong on this temptation, on this trial, on this that I do, on this drinking, on this fornication, adultery, evil deeds. May the Lord deliver us. May the Lord deliver you. May the blood of Jesus sanctify you once again and give you the spirit of knowledge as you listen to Daughter of Zion World Ministry in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood over your life. Yes, even you fall, you will stand. May the Lord raise you up again. May sin be out of your body, because Jesus died on the cross that we may live and be out of sin. So we should not sin, children of God. We should not use this excuse that grace should abound, that grace should abound and continue to sin. It is not the will of God. It's not the will of God. Yes, that is the question for you tonight. This has been our sermon, that shall we continue to sin and say that grace may increase.
Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his goodness. He is holy. He is high. He is set apart. So we sing to him.
God and man.
man, as a Christian, as a child of God, as a woman of God, what are you doing to show your young generation, to show people, to encourage people to seek God faithfully and righteously, to let people desire the Lord the more, that they may not serve demons, or they may not join the table of the Lord and the table of demons to make a mockery of God, for it will indeed cause a big wrath. Tonight, our sermon has been the principle of sanctification. May the Lord sanctify you. May the blood of Jesus purge and cleanse you as you have listened or you took the time to join us on Blog Talk Radio. This has been Rose Nabia. I pray that the Father himself visit you, open to you, and give you a spirit of knowledge. Help you to desire the word the more. For he said unto Joshua that you must meditate on my word day and night, so that ye may succeed in all that you do. If you want to succeed in the kingdom of God, to the light of God, to see his grace and the spirit knowledge, you must take the word of God seriously. You must desire to know more of the word of God. You must meditate on the word of God as Joshua did, as he listened to the voice of God all the time and did the word and the statutes of God. If you want to repent, you are struggling in your home, struggling to be righteous. You need the word of God. You need to know a lot more in the word of God. Ask the spirit of God to come upon you. I pray that the Father send you a spirit, a visitation spirit, to be upon you this night. Holy Spirit, visit my listeners wherever they are. Oh God, and reveal and minister to them the things of your knowledge, the things, the secret things that they need to know to come into your kingdom. They need to know that they may be called the chosen generation, the children of God with power in the name of Jesus, that they will know that yes, indeed, there is power in the word. For the kingdom of God is with power. And before you can get this power, you must get the knowledge, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of prayer. Call upon the Lord and he will visit you. May the Lord help you and forgive you your sins if you have done anything against him. In Masuria Masakayaba, I plead the favor over your life. I counsel any yoke of the devil against your life tonight in the name of Jesus. I nullify everything of the devil, the spirit of disappointment, failure, poverty. I cancel with the blood of Jesus. I nullify any network of the devil against your life with the blood of Jesus. I command the fire of the Holy Ghost to come and consume and set ablaze anything that is not of God in your body. Right now, in Jesus' name, as you listen, in the name of Jesus, may the gates of heaven be opened and let the rain of Jehovah Jireh pour upon you and your household, in the name of Jesus. That you be called the blessed one of Jehovah. You are blessed. May the Lord bless you and be with you all the time. This has been Rose again. Thank you for listening. And we will meet again another time. Stay tuned. And God richly bless you. Oh. you want to follow us, you may follow us on www.dzwm.org, or you can follow us at worldtv.com/rnvisiontv, or you can join us still on this blog radio for more information and events and sermons and things that we are doing. God bless you. Our number is 1-877-278-7605. Our number contact again is 1-877-278-7605. And our email, you can email us at contact at dzwm.org, or you can visit our website once again, www.dindaughterzinzion.wministry.org for more follow-up and updates, and you can send us email on what you think about our sermons and what we are doing. And if you want to support us or join us or be a volunteer, we have a volunteer form on our website. May the Lord bless you and touch you. Amen.